Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The candidate countries North Macedonia, Montenegro, Ukraine, and Republic of Moldova, the potential candidate countries Bosnia and Herzegovina and Georgia, the EFTA country Norway, member of the European Economic Area, as well as Canada, aligned themselves with this declaration. At the outset, we wish to express our appreciation for your leadership, tireless determination, diplomatic skills, and dedicated efforts throughout the last 3 weeks. We also commend the significant work of your team, the chairs of the Committee of the Whole, and the drafting committee, all the facilitators, and the whole implementation support unit. As a long-term supporter of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention, we have actively contributed to the success of the 9th Review Conference. We have clearly reaffirmed our aspiration to adopt forward-looking decisions and recommendations which would facilitate full and effective implementation of this important convention, which relevance has been underscored by the disruptive pandemic of COVID-19. We are pleased to see that a future-oriented package, although limited in its ambitions, has been adopted. But at the same time, we regret that a few countries decided to take hostage the much larger aspirations of wide membership of the BTWC across all three regional groups. The majority of states' parties not only aimed at addressing current challenges and significantly strengthening the convention, but also at meeting today's needs through advancing assistance, cooperation, response, and preparedness of the states' parties. In particular, we welcome the establishment of a working group to strengthen the effectiveness and to improve the implementation of the convention in all its aspects. The decision to develop a mechanism for international cooperation and assistance, and for the review of scientific and technological developments. This opens a new opportunity to move this global norm into the 21st century. This is especially important in view of the current security environment marked by mistrust, increasingly high tensions, and serious proliferation crises and challenges. We deeply regret that despite the commendable efforts by you, Mr. President, the chairs of the Committee of the Whole, the drafting committee, and all the facilitators in lengthy negotiations over the past 3 weeks, it has not been possible to achieve consensus on a progressive final declaration that would advance commitments of the states' parties to the purpose of the preamble and all the provisions of the convention. We missed the unique opportunity to make tangible progress in all aspects of the convention. Furthermore, we regret that within the final document, we couldn't take into account the lessons learned of the COVID-19 pandemic. In conclusion, we remain firmly committed to a multilateral and treaty-based approach that maintains and reinforces international peace and security. The Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention is one of the major pillars of the global disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. It embodies the important and legally binding norm that the development, production, stockpiling, and usage of biological agents and toxins as weapons is prohibited. It is our hope that in not very distant future, there will be another occasion to join forces and to work together with the whole international community to advance our objective and of the strengthening of this convention and its implementation. Thank you, Mr. President.